Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
College football game time here on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Chris Goforth alongside John Chuckery. We get set for a big day in college football. We'll give you three winners and an upset special. We do that every week before we get out of here. We'll do that coming up in just a minute. But now we want to head back out on the WadeFord.com hotline. Wade Ford, Atlanta's Ford dealer. We welcome in Craig Way. Craig is the voice of the Texas Longhorns, and he's kind enough to spend a few minutes with us today as we talk a little bit about TCU and Texas. That game kicks off 7:30 Eastern time tonight. Craig, what do you expect in terms of points scored today? We were talking earlier about how, you know, the feeling nationally about the Big 12 may have changed a little bit. It's not this, you know, throw it 60 time a game sort of league anymore. They're playing pretty good defense, but both of these offenses can put up some points. What do you think the point total today looks like?
Well, that's a great question. Great to be on with you guys this morning. And, you know, both teams do feature really good running backs. Clearly, Bijan Robinson is one of those guys who could be an All-American this year. And same thing with Kendre Miller. Both are over 1,000 rushing yards. Max Duggan has done a great job leading TCU in terms of the passing. And, you know, Texas has seen him for 4 years now. This guy, going all the way back to 2019, has played pretty well against Texas. The Longhorns were able to get after him last year. And then, of course, they've got playmaking receivers. Everything that we've been told seems to indicate that Quentin Johnston, TCU's big playmaking receiver, will be able to go tonight despite having an ankle injury. And, of course, the Longhorns have Xavier Worthy. So there are some mirror image things in the way they do offense. So I do think that it could be a little pointsy tonight down here in Austin.
You know, Craig, I brought up a stat a few weeks ago that it was in the first 20 games that Sark had coached in, how many times that Texas had blown a halftime lead and lost. And I think the number was 6 times in 20 games when compared to 4 times in 50 games for Tom Herman. Is there anything specific about that? Is there a reason that has hurt Texas that they've blown leads in the second half in this couple of years under Stark? I mean, what do we make about that trend?
Well, it's been talked about a lot. And I do think that the two seasons are a little bit different. I mean, obviously, his first season last year, trying to get the players he wanted in the program. I know the big buzzword is culture. Folks try to, coaches try to get their culture imprinted on the program. And so it was just a string that kept repeating itself down the stretch of games last year. This year it has happened a couple of times. Had the lead against Texas Tech, but and one against Oklahoma State. And I do think that in both cases, they just kind of wore down, especially against Texas Tech. They had to defend 100 plays on the game on a hot afternoon in Lubbock. Had a couple of guys banged up. Definitely had some guys banged up at Oklahoma State as well. Those were the ones, I think, that really stand out most importantly because they happened this season. But they've also stood the test a couple of times when they had to down the stretch against Iowa State. And then last week in Manhattan against Kansas State, they did put 31 points on the board in first half, but only three in the second half. But the defense came up with a couple of big plays down the stretch, most notably from Jalen Ford, who's on an All-American trek right now. He had a big interception and a huge fumble recovery at the end of the game to preserve it. So I think that's one thing they're very aware of, and they've talked about, is how to make sure to lock down and protect the lead. And it comes down to being able to pick up some key first downs when you have to have them, and a touchdown or two if you have to have it.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Craig Way, voice of the Texas Longhorns, hanging out with us a little bit. Craig, what's the feeling among Texas fans right now about Steve Sarkisian?
Well, I think they're feeling a lot better about it now. Obviously, 5-7 is not what anybody wanted last year, and there was the grumbling or unhappiness that you might say, well, this looks like the same, doesn't look anything different. You know, you brought up Tom Herman. There were four seasons under Herman when the Longhorns did not have a losing season, made four bowl games, and won all four bowl games. But it was looked at as the program was just kind of treading water. It was eight wins. It was nine wins. It was eight wins. They had the one big year in 2018 when they reached the Big 12 championship game, lost to Oklahoma after beating them earlier in the year, went to the Sugar Bowl, and beat Georgia. So it looked like it was going to be a leaping off point. It wasn't. It was back-to-back trips to the Alamo Bowl. The program fell off. You know, there were some folks that were unhappy in high places with Coach Herman, so it ended there. I know this. The administration loves him, talking about Sark, and the fans have really taken to him as well. He's a plain-spoken guy, a guy who really seems to have a firm grasp on his life and everything that surrounds that program, and I think that's why now folks feel like this program is on an upward trend.
Craig, when you look at the offensive balance, they have attempted a few more passes per game this year. The running game is down slightly as far as attempts go. You obviously have a guy that a lot of people think is going to be either maybe one of the top running backs taken in the draft, maybe the best running back in the country. Has the balance been a little bit more by design? Has it been more game dictated? Because it's interesting, Bijan Robinson's numbers through nine games this year literally mirror what he did in 10 games last year. It is very interesting to look at. His production has been just, I mean, dead on consistent year over year. But what's been the offensive design? Has it been by design to be more balanced, or just kind of the way the games have gone?
Well, when Sark was at Alabama as the offensive coordinator, they were a run-first team. You know, they had Najee Harris. They were about running the football, even though they had Tua Tagovailoa, even though they had, you know, quarterbacks who could throw the ball downfield. But Sark is, by his history, a quarterback, and he does like to have shots taken. I think this has also been a learning experience for Quinn Ewers, the redshirt freshman. There's times when he's been just absolutely sparkling, and of course, got hurt in the game against Alabama, and there are many folks who feel they might have been able to win that football game had he been able to stay in there. He did not play in the loss at Texas Tech, but he did play at Oklahoma State and did not play well. That was his one game where he had really fallen off. Came back, had a solid game last week, but it was the running game that was a big, big part of it for Texas. So I think it's a growing process for Quinn Ewers and this passing game. Texas wants to take its shots, but obviously, as they like to say down here, because Bijan Robinson has this big NIL deal with a mustard company. It's called Bijan Mustardson. So that, as they say down here, put some Bijan on it, you know, when it gets down in the fourth quarter and you need something big.
Craig Way, he's the voice of the Texas Longhorns, hanging with us on College Football Game Time as we talk a little Texas TCU. What's Gary Patterson brought to this Texas coaching staff?
Well, I think that he has brought a really cohesive kind of feel, and there's a camaraderie that exists. Sark always talks about how Coach P is not the wound-up guy that TCU fans saw for many years, hitching up his pants on the sidelines and ranting and raving. He's been a much more relaxed guy. I've visited with him a couple of times, and you can tell he really is comfortable with this new role as an analyst there, a special assistant analyst, and he'll be on the sidelines. He's down there, but he, of course, is not allowed to be actually coaching in games. But he's helped them, I think, and helped Pete Kwiatkowski's defense be more aggressive and be in better position to make tackles, to make plays, and to get turnovers, and that's always a big part of it.
Craig, this team has gone from 99th in the country in points per game allowed to 37th in the country, about 10 points per game. What's the number one reason for the drastic decrease in how many points per game they're giving up this year?
I think it's the play of the defensive line. Last year they struggled. They really do have six guys who rotate almost equally in terms of snaps. They're getting a lot of pressure on the quarterback. Their sack totals are up from a year ago, but even more so, they're forcing some bad throws. They're being able to run stuff. Keandre Coburn, the big fellow in the middle they call Snacks, has been feasting on some opponents from time to time. So they've gotten good play from him. And I mentioned Jalen Ford, the linebacker. He's having an All-American year and was named a Bronco Nagurski finalist this week. 82 tackles, got a couple of fumble recoveries and a couple of interceptions. So he's played really well. And I just think they're putting more pressure on opposing offenses.
Quentin Johnston, the wide receiver at TCU, he's been bothered a little bit with an ankle. What's the feeling that you have about him from the TCU folks? Is he going to be able to go today?
Yeah, the word that we've gotten is it looks like he's going to go. And this is a young man from just up the road from Austin and Temple. In fact, was originally committed to Texas and I mentioned earlier about how a lot of folks kind of became disenchanted in the late stages of Tom Herman's time as coach. Well, he was one of those and flipped his commitment to TCU. But he's a dynamic playmaking receiver. And from what we've been told and what we're hearing, it looks like he'll be good to go tonight.
Craig, last question from me. Hey, listen, we're enjoying Taquan Graham here in Atlanta for the Falcons this year. He's been a guy that's really taken a big leap and really helped out Grady Jarrett. So we thank you that we've got Taquan Graham here because he's been a nice addition to this Falcons roster, and he's played really well for him this year.
Yeah, TQ's something special. And I just mentioned, you know, Quentin Johnston being from Temple, that's where TQ's from. So Taquan's done a great job. We're excited. We've kind of followed what he's been able to do, and we wish him the best. Great guy to get to know, and wish him all the best.
Craig Way, he's the voice of the Texas Longhorns. He'll be on the call later today as Texas takes on TCU. Craig, appreciate it. Great to visit, and hopefully we'll get a chance to do this again sometime.
Yeah, thank you, Craig.
You bet, fellas. Great to be on with you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.